In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. The story is told of two ladies from New York who had always lived a pretty sheltered life. And one day, they decided to take a trip to England. And while they were touring the countryside in England, very scenic countryside of England, one said to the other, "Look at those white cows. I've never seen cows like that before." The other replied, "Maybe they are albino, or perhaps a special British type of cow." The guy sitting behind them said, "Those cows are sheep." Sheep are not a common sight in the United States of America, as they are in other countries, especially in the Middle East. I saw a documentary recently about a shepherd girl in Israel. She had a little flock of sheep scattered. And as those sheep were trying to find bits and pieces of vegetation on the barren rocks, and as she watched her sheep, she got out her flute and started walking toward wherever she lived. And as she played a little tune on her flute, the sheep all fell into line and followed her until they rounded a bend and were out of sight. Jesus, my friend, says of the shepherd in John 10 and verse 4, "He walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him." Because sheep were a major part of Jewish life and Jewish culture and Jewish economy, Jesus's listeners could relate to what Jesus preached a lot more easily than we can. What Jesus said about shepherds, we would understand better by making comparisons with dedicated parents, dedicated teachers, dedicated pastors. And one thing that will help us understand the parable of the Good Shepherd is if we look back at the Old Testament to the book of Ezekiel. In that book of Ezekiel, God condemned the kings, he condemned the priests at the time of the prophet Ezekiel. This was about 600 years before Christ. God condemned them because they were leading the people away from God and not closer to God. which they should have done. And Ezekiel compared the Jewish leaders to shepherds who had no concern for the sheep. The sheep, the people. But they used the people only to enrich themselves. In that book of Ezekiel, it tells us that these wicked leaders, as Ezekiel states in his chapter 34, verse 11, thus says the Lord, I myself will look after and tend my sheep. In good pastures will I pasture them. I will give them rest. The lost I will seek out. The strayed I will bring back. The injured I will bind up. The sick I will heal, shepherding them rightly. We know, my friends, that Jesus is the fulfillment of Ezekiel's prophecy, because he continues to guide us to eternal life if we follow him. We have all gone through those times when we don't know where he is taking us, perhaps many times. We have all gone through those times of doubts and fears. As one parishioner this morning at the 8:30 Mass said to me, we have all gone through the anxieties. And that is why he tells us to trust him. Trust him. I'm reminded of a little story of a man. He was a holy man who took a trip to a town with which he was unfamiliar. He took with him a lamp, a rooster, and a donkey. When he could not find a place to stay in town, he went into the nearby woods to sleep. He lit his lamp to read the scriptures, but a strong wind blew the lamp over and it broke. So he said, all that God does, he does well. And he fell asleep. During the night, wild animals chased after the rooster, and thieves stole the donkey. When he woke, as the sun came up, they were gone. Yet the holy man said, all that God does, he does well. He then went back into the village to see if any rooms where he could stay had become available. When he got to the village, he discovered enemy soldiers had been there during the night and killed everyone in the town. He also learned these enemy soldiers had traveled through the part of the woods where he was sleeping. Had his lamp not been broken, he would have been discovered. had not the rooster been chased, it would have crowed, given him away. Had not the donkey been stolen, it would have brayed. So once more, the holy man declared, all that God does, he does well. We just have to be careful, my friends, not to say that every bad thing that happens is God's doing. Not at all. People do bad things against God's wise plan or against God's laws out of ignorance or evil or for whatever reason. We have to remember what St. Paul said. For those who love God, everything works out for the best. Amen.